Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by SurfersLaw.com. Steve Casanova, thanks for SurfersLaw.com for sponsoring our report for the next couple days, and we do have a small bump out there. Lower tides in the morning now. I'm a little late on the reports, around 11 a.m. on a Wipeout Wednesday. Tide was low in the morning, so the waves are breaking better. Now, we still have glassy conditions, and the winds will probably shift onshore later on today with a sea breeze onshore. And as the tide starts dropping later on this afternoon and into the evening, it should be more rideable. Probably another 4 hours or so, 3 or 4 hours. Cocoa Beach, New Smyrna area, it breaks up there through the tide sometimes, so there might be rideable longboard waves up there, but there's definitely a little background bump, groundswell. Nothing to write home about, nothing big either, so it's just rideable, right tides. Make sure you get that sunscreen on and plenty of fluids. Got some new sun therapy stuff coming for 100% total sunblock possibly coming up. Be talking about it. It's getting a little bit of a sample kit together, and I'll be talking more about that. Now, also keeping the surf cams free, you know the drill, letting our sponsors know you heard it or saw it here on The Guru. All right, that's going to wrap it up for Wipeout Wednesday through the weekend. Stupid reports, the same stuff for every day for the next 3 days. Offshores in the morning, glassy, background bump, right tides, then a light southeast onshore breeze in the afternoon, and a possible chance of rainstorms. Big lightning bolts yesterday. Lots of turtles on the beach, so be careful down there. All right, you guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya. Let's talk about Mary Moon's Surf Art Camp. One of our new Guru sponsors. Located in Cocoa Beach, Mary's Surf Art Camp has professional surf instruction in the morning and then teaches hands-on different types of art projects during the hot afternoons. From watercolors to mosaics, kids can learn how to make different style art projects. For more info, check out my Buddha's local spotlight on the front page of Guru, or check out Mary Moon's Surf Art Camp website at marymoonarts.com, or give them a call at 321-799-3432 and tell them Buddha sent you. See ya! Let me go over the Surf Art Camp schedule for you. It's running down to the end of the summer here. We got Session 5, July 9th through July 13th. 6, July 16th to the 20th. The Session 7, the 23rd through the 27th. And the last session of the summer, Session 8, July 30th through August 3rd. So give them a call. Get yourself in there to the Surf Art Camp before the summer's over. See you later. Surf Guru. Hey everybody, yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru. Got a killer product here we want to talk about called the Quiver Grip. It's a new take on surfboard storage that's different from anything else out there. What appears to be a simple design is actually the culmination of years of testing. Check them out on the Buddha's Local Spotlight or on their website at quivergrip.com.